the Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 164.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of successful women finding their inner journey to self-confidence 5 days a week. Subscribe to our newsletter by visiting thetaoofselfconfidence.com.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a special lady who's all the way from Boston. She has her own successful podcast called Phase World. She's a growth strategy consultant, and I'd also watch out because she has a third degree black belt in Taekwondo. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Faye Wu. Faye, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Sure. Thank you so much for inviting me, Sheena. I think what you're doing is truly fantastic. I think you've done a very great intro. Clearly, you've been doing this for a long time. So to add to that, I'm originally from Beijing, China, but I have been in the United States for about half of my life at this point, a very long time. And, you know, kind of started my journey here as a high school student all the way to what I'm doing now. You know, strategy consulting for people, for businesses. So really psyched to be sharing my stories with you. And thanks again.
Awesome. I'm so, you know, honored to have you on. So this will be fun. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I'm a huge fan of Seth Godin, and I decided to use this quote also on my website, phaseworld.com. It is, an artist is someone who uses bravery, insight, creativity, and boldness to challenge the status quo.
I love that. And, you know, especially like with Asian culture, especially for women, it's so challenging for us to go out there to be bold, especially because we're always told what to do. It's like, you know, you got to get married.
Be a good girl.
Yeah, you got to follow the rules. Don't, you know, go outside or else you'll be like known as the black sheep of the family. And, you know, I just love that there's so many women out there who can just go out there and just do what they want, be bold enough to live life on their own terms. So I love that quote. Thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
You know, I started thinking about this a little more even before this recording. I feel like, you know, fear is part of our lives, and it's not about avoiding it, but instead it's confronting it, be able to live and dance with it, you know. And especially, you know, for your work, podcasting, and for myself as a podcaster, just like you said, we're constantly seeking for perfectionism and trying to do people justice and trying to make it perfect. But at the end of the day, that's a lot of stress on ourselves. So I think it's about consistently showing up for your work. So again, bravo. I'm so glad there is a woman out there like yourself making a show for women. And that's really great for women and men out there. So
awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, I've always wanted to have something where women can just have that support. And it's amazing how many men actually enjoy it as well. So, you know, when you have a clear vision, I mean, it will spread like wildfire. So thanks for sharing that. And Faye, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I think you mentioned that, you know, for someone like me, I grew up in Asia, and I realized I was scared a lot of the times. I grew up with my grandparents who were extremely strict, and my parents were very westernized. So there was that disconnect and gap I was constantly confused about. But I think I really broke through, and thanks to, you know, the U.S., it's a great place for women to really be themselves. And, you know, I was young enough to really adapt the culture and to make new friends. And now I appreciate both cultures a lot more than I did before.
Awesome. And it's true, right? Like sometimes you might have to travel to the Western part of the world, like Canada and America. And it's amazing because, you know, I'm originally from the Philippines. And when we go back home and visit relatives and family, and, you know, when my sister would, you know, just speak her mind, you know, they see it as someone who's out of line and being disrespectful. But it's not. It's just, you know, we're so used to learning how to speak our own mind and being okay with it, that when we go to, you know, countries in Asia, they just don't see it that way. So it's amazing the perceptions that we carry, right? When we, you know, grew up in the East and then go to the West, right?
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, what I notice is, like, things have changed a lot, too, since I've been living here for the past, you know, 16, 17 years. And I realize in a very, very positive way, I see young Asian women living in Asia, in China, are really, you know, showing up for their work, creating new businesses, creating opportunities worldwide. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've interviewed some of phenomenal women from like Singapore and the Philippines, and the stuff they're doing is just like, it makes me proud being, you know, foremost a woman and especially of Asian descent. So, you know, Faye, what was that aha moment when you realized, you know, you didn't always have to be scared, like you can go out there and do your own thing?
So, you know, up until 2014, and I was, you know, just turning 30 at the time. And I think my real aha moment was truly Faye's World podcast, where I began interviewing people I admired, just, you know, friends and family, and quickly branched out to other sung and unsung heroes and people I've never met before. Initially, I didn't think anybody would listen. And I would love to hear sort of your feedback on running your podcast for a short while. But it was so surprising. Not only I was able to connect with people on the phone, on Skype, and having been able to share their voices, but also to meet up with them in person. Most recently, I've been doing a ton of business for my guests who, you know, volunteer and proactively hired me to be their consultant. So it's super psyched.
Awesome. And yeah, you know, when I first started setting up my podcast, it was really, for me, it was challenging because I had all these like thoughts in my head, like, what if nobody listens? What if people laugh at me? What if people think I'm nuts? You know, it's just, what if this doesn't work? And we always have all these things in our head because we just, like you said, we try to get that perfectionism. And, you know, I tend to forget that there's no such thing as perfectionism, right? So I had a mentor who's like, if it sucks, it sucks. Just put it out there. You know, I did. And, you know, the feedback has been amazing. You know, if I kept on thinking, what if it didn't work? What if it didn't work? I mean, it wouldn't be here where it is today. So
what are some of the surprising findings for your podcast, Sheena?
For me, it's just the amazing stories I get from women just showing like really what is possible out there. And, you know, it's just like you can literally create anything you want in your life, right? Whether it is you want to be a dancer, you want to own your own business, you want to travel the world, like it really is possible. And I'm not saying it's easy work, right? I mean, it's going to take some work, obviously, but it's so worth it. So, you know, I'm glad podcasting has helped you. I believe it's really helped me. I think it's a little bit therapeutic in a way too, because it's just like you
can go
out there and speak your voice and, you know, people listen to what you have to say. And it's just amazing. You know, I'm always grateful for the people who take the time to listen because I value their time. I get it. You know, they're busy with kids, you know, businesses, jobs, and, you know, if it wasn't for them, then the show wouldn't be here, right? So after that discovery, what's your life been like now?
So as of February 1st, 2016, I left my full-time job, and I had been already working full-time for 10 years and had a steady income. And, you know, I was facing a lot of fear, like we talked about before, but now life is really in a way that I could never imagine before. I work about, specifically, I work about 3 days a week right now. It could go up and down. And like this morning, you know, I went swimming before I went to my consulting gig and made, you know, basically had the impact I wanted, came home and being able to do this with you. So this is the exact type of lifestyle and sort of freedom I had ever hoped for.
Awesome. Well, congrats that, you know, you're doing this full time and that you left your job. I mean, I know so many people are, when you leave something that's secure, they're just like, why would you do that? Right? Why leave something like that? But, you know, there's always more to life out there. And, you know, everyone is in their own journey. So Faye, to the woman who's listening to your episode, you know, she may be also in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you'd give to her?
So, well, this is your gift to all the women out there. And I try to do the same on Faye's World Podcast. So if your audience is ever interested, check it out. There is a section for women. And I think in general, I would love to encourage all women in the world, regardless of your location, really embrace your gender and rise above it and mentor other women, not just lip service, but actually do it and share your stories. And I also want to say that, you know, there's a book about how to get that corner office. I question or I challenge that to say, maybe everybody's dream is different, slightly different or a lot different. Maybe the corner office isn't for you. Maybe there are a lot of other things out there, contribution you want to make to the community that are very important to you. So live your life and don't get up there so fast. And lateral movements are really helpful and safe too. So believe in yourself.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Great tips as always. And Faye, if our listeners would like to get to know a little bit more about what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. I would encourage maybe my official website, Faye's World, FEISWORLD. And there's a Work with Faye section as well. And other than that, I am on all social medias as Faye's World as well on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So find me. I'd love to connect with more inspiring women like yourself.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Faye, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Faye's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Faye, you know, for taking the time to share her story and journey with us. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Sheena. Keep it going.
Thank you. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Check out our resources to help you jumpstart your inner journey to self-confidence by visiting thetaoofselfconfidence.com.